Hey guys, welcome back to Guard. And today we're going to talk about the Egyptian gods and the Norse gods and the Greek gods. And today we're with Abby, Gavin, and Devin. And I'm the host, Ryan.
So the first person slash god that we're going to be talking about today is Odin, the All-Father of Norse mythology. And the Germanic Norse mythology from Old Norse, was a widely revered Germanic god in Norse mythology. But what stems most surviving information about the gods? Odin is associated with wisdom, healing, death, royalty, the gallows, knowledge, war, battle, victory, sorcery, poetry, frenzy, and the runic alphabet. And is the husband of the goddess Frigg. Oh my god.
Wait, doesn't Odin not have an eye?
I will get to that point later on, Abby.
Odin, I don't think does have an eye.
He lost in battle
against the Frost Giants.
I think I'm thinking about how to learn how to
hang thing. From the World Tree for like a week.
Yeah, and then he also went in the Blizzard thingy to figure out how to use a smartphone.
He walked through a blizzard for 6 days just to learn the wonders.
Smartphone?
Yes.
Bro, just talk to a teenager. Okay. In wider Germanic mythology and paganism, the god was known in Old English as Woden, in Old Saxon as Woden, and in Old High German as Wotan or Wotan. All stemming from the restructed Proto-Germanic theonym Wodinus. Odin is a prominently mentioned god throughout the recorded history of the Germanic peoples. From the Roman occupation of regions of Germania, through the tribal expansions of the migration period and the Viking Age.
For our listeners, explain what Germanic is.
Germanic is the people near Germany.
So
migration is when people go from one island to another, and then there's
what you're saying is that the Norse mythology is spread all over and everybody, normally a lot of people know about it, right?
Yeah, basically he's just like throughout history, basically no matter where you go, you're
spread over different countries.
I am thinking about the wrong mythology. Never mind.
We'll talk about
Andy, we're talking about Norse
later. In a different episode.
Well, technically, because right. Anyways.
Odin's
children is like.
His child's will come up later.
We'll talk about his children later.
He has a bunch of children, but we'll get to them later.
So Odin's pretty much like a tomb from Egyptian with Norse.
Yeah, basically, it's creator of the world, god.
A tomb is essentially the Odin of Egyptian.
And Zeus is like.
And if you don't know who a tomb is, they're basically the same as Zeus. And if you don't know who Zeus is, you can go around in a circle.
They're basically the all fathers of the entire universe.
The all fathers of all mythology: Zeus, Odin, and
Atum.
Atum is the inventor of pretty much the entire world in Egyptian. When Odin isn't the inventor of the world, he's just created Asgard and a few other planets. The other planets were already there when he got there. Yeah, even the nine realms, but
I know, like, literally, like.
Earth is not in the nine realms, so he did not create a lot of the. He did not create our entire solar system.
Okay, actually, Earth is a part of the nine realms. There, you are wrong. Midgard. Midgard is Earth. Midgard, Niflheim, Helheim, Jotunheim, Asgard, Alfheim, Svartheim, and.
Yeah, but can you explain?
Those are just the nine realms that he created. There's so many.
Elfheim
is the realm of the elves. Svartheim, which sounds a lot like fart elf. I mean, Svartheim. Excuse me.
Fart elf.
Yeah. So Svartheim is.
Sorry.
Okay. Svartheim is the realm of the dark elves. Jotunheim is the realm of the giants, which Jotun actually means giant, and Heim, I believe, means world. And, Asgard is the realm of the gods.
We just went from Norse to Egyptian to North.
It's whatever. And
yeah, because we're talking about how like a tomb is a tomb and
yeah, how they relate
are related to Odin and a tomb, but there's a few differences between them. A tomb created the entire universe, not just 9 realms. And Zeus, they didn't create any planets. They just
Zeus is just kind of there with a lightning bolt and sits on a throne and punishes his children.
Yeah, that's pretty much what Zeus is. But I mean, if you want to go off of Odin from like Marvel and stuff, I mean that's completely different than the actual thing.
I don't remember Odin in any of them except for maybe. Who's the dude who sits on the throne in Marvel? Like, isn't that Odin?
Yeah.
So that means Thor and Loki are.
Thor is actually Thor, Odin's son, king of Asgard, the Allfather.
Alright, let's get out of, let's get off of Marvel.
Okay,
a tomb, difference is, a tomb is like, a tomb is the adventure of everything.
So he's like Egyptian.
And gods, and all the gods and stuff. And he's pretty much. And then there's Zeus, who escaped from his father, the All Titan, who is legend to come back and kill everything.
Yeah, because Kronos and what's her face, Rena, it starts with an R. Yeah, Rena. They had a child, and it was Zeus. And then Zeus started having a bunch of children.
No, that's not how it worked. Kronos had two children. He had Hades, Poseidon, and Zeus. And all three of them wanted to be good and not evil like Kronos. So they killed their father, put him in a whole bunch of different species, and locked him in a box. And the eldest son, which is Zeus, he became the father of. The Allfather of what is Greek and Roman. And Roman, if you guys are wondering, Roman is pretty much the exact same thing, just say
it's different names.
Zeus is Jupiter, Mars is Aries, and etc.
You can
know it by books and by books.
PhD in mythology, guys.
Yeah.
Only in 8th grade, but we got a PhD. Look at us.
Look at us.
I love how you know more about my subject than I actually know about my. Yes, I said that right.
Well, I mean, I have a PhD in all mythologies, so.
You know what, Devin? Stop flexing, okay?
I have a PhD in Googling mythologies.
Good job, Ryan.
Yeah.
I got PhD in mapping.
Well,
I have a PhD in eating.
Okay.
The children of Odin are.
Name all of them, but name
So
them
some of the children of Odin are. Thor. That's all I know.
Thor and Loki. Thor and Loki. And then Loki had three children.
It's just like a tomb had Ra and Horus. And then and then all that kind of stuff. Odin has his own, and then so does Zeus. Zeus is pretty much the god of everything.
Yeah, he's like the god of. He's just the god of the sky, mainly.
Yeah, just god of the sky, but he also. But his children is every other god.
What's a tomb the god of?
A tomb? Tomb's the god of the universe.
Okay, then what's. And then Odin's the god of the universe.
No, Odin is the god of many things. Odin is associated with wisdom.
Okay. But the majority, he's still. He's like the wisdom god. Like, he's like Athena on steroids.
He's the god of everything.
Yeah, but then. Zeus pretty much gave every other one of his children his powers, his things, except Hades and Poseidon. Those are the only two that are actually, straight, the ones that are actually there.
Yeah, the ones that actually have,
their own powers that have been born from,
because they're brothers, not,
And then, chaos started happening.
Stupid Ares.
Yes.
Let's see.
And there's a difference between all mythologies. Like Egyptian mythologies, gods can die. Like Ra eventually is gonna go out. It's pretty much how the Egyptians figured the sun's gonna go out. They figured that Ra is gonna die eventually, and he's gonna give it to one of his sons. A tomb's never gonna die. He doesn't die. He's the god of the universe. As long as the universe is there, he will be there. So he will always be there to guide the gods, and that's pretty much what he does, since he's the leader of the gods, and just like Zeus leads the Greeks.
Quick question. Did you have to appease the gods in order for them to be happy in Egyptian?
Yes, you have to. It depends on what it is. Like, I mean, in Egyptian, there's an Anubis. You can't kill jackals, or that's that said that you're not going to be able to go to afterlife and live on after you're dead. And then there's Beset, who is the head of the crocodiles. Who
He's like 30 feet tall.
Yeah, who has the head of a crocodile. You kill the crocodile, then that's not going to happen. But then also, in all that kind of stuff, there's also just main stuff that you want to do to appease them. Like, you want to go to their temples and give them some grapes sometimes or something like that. Yeah, whatever you have.
Like, if you want a blessing. Like
yeah, whatever you want to have, you give to them. If you want a blessing, you go there, and then that's where you get the blessing. So you would probably, most likely, you would never go to a tomb to get blessings. You would more or less go, if you want, say you want, like, to help your, to help one of your friends go into the afterlife, you go to Anubis's temple and give him something. You want to do something like that. That's all it is. And there's also signs for that, which Egyptian doesn't really have, but Norse and Greek does. Like, Norse, the sign of...
Yeah, Norse, I would say Norse and Greek are mostly similar, but Egyptian is just messed up.
Yeah, Egyptian is just completely different from them. Greek, if you want a sign of... If there's a sign that of Zeus is going to prosper you, that is... the sign of an eagle. The sign of an eagle means that there's Zeus and Zeus is blessing you. And Norse, if you see a raven, that's a sign that Odin is blessing you. If you see a white raven, that means that you should run because he's trying to kill you, which you're probably never gonna see a white raven. And I mean, with Norse and Egyptian, you could pretty much combine in certain places, but I mean, Norse and Greek you combine, but Egyptian is just like its own thing. A lot of people go off of Egyptian and have some stuff off Egyptian. Just Egyptian is mainly like in Africa and stuff. What pretty much it is. I mean,
it's funny how like all across the world, like each like all fathers still has like the same
role.
Basic there. Kind of
basic,
thing.
Yeah, basic role.
Like, you would think they'll be, like, different. Like, let's just say, like, what if Zeus, like, if Zeus was where Norse was originated, like, what if Zeus was seen as the god of the galaxy and then Odin was seen as the god of the sky?
Yeah.
Boom. Get that fact.
But, I mean, all Egyptians, I mean, you can connect all Egyptians in some way. Like, I mean, for Norse, you got Valkyries, and Greek you got
Amazons,
and then there's, you know,
you got Demeter and Freya, and then
in Egyptian there's just that random one person who's the god of warriors, who is Setment. I don't know how to say her name. No, not Set. Set is the god.
Yeah,
Set's,
I know.
The god of darkness.
Set needs mental help. Zeus needs mental help. Odin needs mental help. Everybody just needs help.
But I mean, if you go to Norse, I mean, Norse, they're just straight, you know, they're the Vikings. I think that they were scared of some stuff that because there's a lot of snakes and dragons and wolves and stuff. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I think Norse has like more of the like.
Creatures.
Yeah, mythic creatures.
I think Norse has more mythical creatures than they do actual gods. Because, I mean, if you look at Fenris and Fenrir, they're the god of Fenris is the god of, wolves.
He's
the god of wolves. I mean, like, it's not really have to do, I mean, there should be a god in other mythologies. There's no creatures that are god of something. So, I mean, Norse is pretty much just mythical creatures for their gods. Then you have Egyptian and Greek, which that's how they're similar. They use actual gods, and they have a lot of them. And Norse, they use mainly... They have a lot of gods. But a lot of those
gods are creatures.
And other places don't use creatures. I mean, they use creatures, like, don't get me wrong. Like, I mean, Odin has... in Egyptian, you have the one creature that protects the tombs, which is... the Sphinx. The Sphinx says you a riddle. If you don't say the riddle right, he kills you. And there's nothing you can do about it.
Oh, yeah. It's Big Sansa, dude.
Yeah. And there's...
Completely off.
Yeah, so, I mean, he gives you a complicated riddle, and if you don't figure it out, then you don't pass. If you pass the riddle, then you can go wherever you want in Egyptian, in Egypt. And that's just how it is for Egypt. Yeah.
Goodbye, and we'll see you next time.